whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to be sitting with a return guest from the Elms Retirement Residences. It's Guy Majorano. And Guy, you are the owner, correct?
Yes, I am.
There you go. And you've been involved with the Elms since the very beginning?
I started the Elms in 1985, so I'm creeping on 40 years, roughly.
Wow. Wow. Mm. You were here a few years ago, and we got quite a few details about the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was around 2019 you were here.
Roughly.
And I don't think we're in the pandemic yet, right?
No.
Oh.
That hit in 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been a while since you've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And the Elms, as I call it for short, instead of the complete name, has been going strong even through the pandemic, right?
Well, the pandemic, yeah, absolutely. But the pandemic was a trying time for everyone,
mm-hmm.
And us just as well. When it hit, my occupancy was like 95% or even higher, and I didn't know what COVID was. I don't think anybody knew what it was, how it was going to affect everybody, and
for how long.
Yeah. So when it started and there was like this panic attack, my building was secure and safe, and I stopped taking new residents. I just shut it down. We shut down the building. We shut down the dining room that was trying room service for everybody, just trying to keep everybody safe. And in that regard, I didn't take a new resident for 8 to 9 months.
Wow.
Mm.
Now, that had to be a pretty good hit financially. I mean, that's not easy to do.
No, it wasn't. But again, I'm at it for an awful long time. I didn't want to lose people.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to lose staff. So that's what we did. We were able to weather that storm.
Well, that's good. So so now up and away. It's been been a couple of years now since that's been basically over. It's never going to be completely over, but basically things are somewhat back to normal for you?
They are. Yeah. We're rocking. We're rolling. Lots of people moving in over these last few years. A lot of wonderful, nice people.
That's great. And staffing, is that something that is – I know a lot of places are hurting for people to work. Are you involved with that? Or?
Yeah, I'm just like everyone else. We're all looking for more people on our staff. We typically have around 100 and, let's say, 5 to 10 employees.
Wow.
And we're probably in need of probably a good 8 to 10.
Wow.
And it's just hard to come by. And I'm no different than any other business.
Right.
I don't know where these people are. I don't know what happened. I assume everybody needs to make money to put food on the table. But just like any other business, we're all looking for staff.
Looking for staff. Is that something people can, if they happen to be listening, and say, you know what, it's time for a change. I'm in the business and I'm...
Yeah. Like right now, I mean, we're looking for more, only because we're so busy, we're looking for more people in our maintenance department. And that's a wonderful job. Part-time, full-time, doesn't matter. We're looking for an RN right now. We're looking for CNAs and med techs. And let me tell you this about my staff, or about all these years I'm in business. I've got staff for close to 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got staff that started in the kitchen, like my nurse manager, Chris. He started in the kitchen that just has a waiter. And now he's my nurse manager with children of his own. So the most important people in my building are my staff.
Well, that's a great tribute to you and to your ownership, you know, the other people that are involved. By now they would have figured it out if they didn't like you.
No, I'm in healthcare, but I'm in really hospitality business. And if you've got the right attitude, We certainly do. Management has the right attitude. Our job is to care for elderly people. Mm-hmm. It's not rocket science. If you're a good-hearted, nice person, you'll do excellent at the Elms. And, you know, they get bonuses every year and blah, 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 blah. Again, I say they're the most important people in the building because if the staff is happy, it trickles down to the residents.
Sure. Absolutely.
And then everybody's happy.
That's right. It's good. Mm. It's got to start with them. They've got to have the desire, and you know. But you certainly have some varied positions available. And when you mention maintenance, I mean, there's a lot of companies. Practically every company has a maintenance department. So there's if you want to make a change, now's the time to do it. They can go to the website and find information on how to do that. Right?
Just call us. Roger, who's my in charge of maintenance, is a wonderful guy. Great guy to work for. His father used to work for me before he retired. I've got three guys in that department now, and they're all wonderful.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And the website for the Elms is?
ElmsAssistedLiving.com.
ElmsAssistedLiving.com.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be any easier than that.
No.
So check that portion out if that's something that's of interest to you.
Sure.
And let's talk about, you know, we didn't mention much about how long it's been going. You said around 110 employees thereabouts. But that's been going now, you've said almost 40 years for you?
Yeah, I started in 1985, so I think I'm creeping 39 years right now. And it's I started with a few, I was looking for real estate when I started. I was 27. I banged on knocked on the front door, and Mrs. Palladino answered it. I looked at the house on Elm Street because it's on the most gorgeous street in town, but the house was in ill repair. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it from the street and said, maybe I can make four apartments, three apartments. I didn't know what it was.
Right.
So Millie answered the door, and I said, you might find this strange, but do you think you might want to sell this place? She says, do you know what this is? I says, no. She says, well, this is a sheltered care facility, which is an antiquated term and way of doing assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
I says, no kidding. You want to show me around? She did. I ended up having dinner with her and her husband, Dave, that night, who made hot dogs and potatoes and peppers in the oven, which I grew up on.
Wow, what a memory.
Yeah, and it was great. And you know, long story short, I asked them to put a price to it. They did. Again, I was 27. I had a child. I had no money. I just knew I could do a better job. And it went from there.
That's an amazing American success story.
Kind of a small success story. I've added on 13 times in all these years.
Wow.
Yeah, on that property.
So now, when you say added on, how many people when you started? Oh, how many residents, if you were, or
I had clients? Three when I started.
Three.
Yeah.
And
Millie and David lived in the house. Their daughter lived on the third floor with a couple of kids. So the house had room to expand more units, right?
Yeah.
So when they moved out during the transition, I moved someone in and immediately went to 12 residents, which is, you can't make anything on 12 residents. But the process was ongoing. I was learning as I went.
Right, and now to give people perspective, how many people involved now?
It's like 110 to 115.
Almost as many employees as you do residents.
Yeah, it's an entirely hands-on operation.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And let's talk a little bit about daily things that go on there. Are there people decide that they're going to move in because they're interested in some... is there any assistance, you know, or how does that work? How does that get started? There's different levels of I need a lot of help, or I just want a place where I can be around people that can give me help.
Yep. The three levels of care that we have are what they call independent living, which is someone typically, all my residents come in roughly nationwide, they come into assisted living around 85 years old, up and down a year or two, roughly. And the ones that come in that walk, talk, throw a baseball, still drive a car, want to go to YMCA, they live as independent living. They don't get any assistance with daily living.
Okay.
They do it all themselves, but they enjoy the meals, they enjoy the activities, they enjoy the friendship. They enjoy proximity to their families. They can go take a drive to the family. The families come in to visit, independent living.
Mm-hmm.
Once that same person, let's say they need assistance dressing or bathing, something like that, then my nurses come into play. They pay for that on an a la carte basis. Okay. And now, but they don't have to move to a different building or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
And that's an assisted living client. And then after that, we have two buildings on campus for memory care. And Alzheimer's, dementia, mm-hmm. We care for those people.
Excellent.
And we started that like 25 years ago.
Okay, so pretty much a mixed bag of anybody that needs anything.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, absolutely. I've had, back in the day, I actually had both my grandmothers live there. Back in the day, Grammy Philly was the first. She was with me for about 9 years, and Grammy Rose only for a couple. They were wonderful. And now I'm into my second generation of family. My aunt, who moved in, I'm going to say close to 5 years ago. She was in Del Rey. She's 90. My father. She's going to be 97.
Wow.
sharp as a tack, this woman. She's absolutely a fantastic lady.
Great.
And now my father moved in as well. Just moved in about a month ago.
So there you go. So you have, you know, doing what a lot of people are faced with that are in their, you know, 60s and 70s, if they have parents that are still alive.
Yeah.
It's where do you care for them and how do you care? And you've got a built-in deal.
Yeah. Well, my aunt and my father are brother sister, and which is kind of cool.
Right.
And I built my father this penthouse suite, I call it, for him. So he's the big cheese.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that the, you know, average age was right around 80-something.
85, rough.
85?
Yeah, nationwide.
There's no limit, though, or minimum. You don't have to be 80.
No.
You can be 60-something. No.
We've cared for many people over the years. And I got a couple special ones that I'm thinking about right now that are fabulous. That they had different types of needs, but they came to us in their 50s.
50s?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I had Anita for at least 20 years.
Wow.
Jean McCagg, I had Jean for, who I love, and she's since passed away, but she was a young woman, and I had her for 15 years.
Wow.
Wonderful, wonderful people. Fond memories.
So no particular age or requirements or anything like that?
No, there's different needs. I'm a need-driven business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people need the assisted side, the bathing, the dressing. Other people need the social side. Other people just want a better life. Being home alone at 85 years old or 80 years old, 75 years old.
Yeah.
It's not fun. It's a long day. There's only so much TV and you're waiting for people to show up and people don't show up that much. It's very lonely.
Well, there you go.
To live alone. But we have this boutique operation that has unlimited personalities and entertainment levels and all kinds of stuff. Not to mention the layout of the building is really beautiful.
All right. Well, we'll get a little bit more into that after we take a short break here. And we're talking to Guy, who owns the Elms Retirement Residences. And we'll talk more about that after this short break. The Elms Retirement Residences is the subject of today's Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and sitting with Guy Majorano, and we're talking about his buildings, or campus, as you call it. Is it now, if people were to arrive, there's the door you knocked on 40 years ago.
Right.
And then what else will they see?
It right now, looking down from the sky, there's three buildings.
Three buildings, okay.
Yep. My driveway enters in on Chestnut Street. You'd come past the Carriage House and the Chestnut Cottage, which are my memory care buildings. Roughly 20 residents apiece in those buildings, roughly. And then you come to the bigger building at the Elms. Is roughly 70 units in the Elms.
Plus the penthouse.
Plus my father in the penthouse, yes.
Well, let's not forget that.
Yes.
All right. And basically, in a nutshell, we touched a little bit on it before we took the break, but the difference between you and most of the other places in the nearby area, mm-hmm. are just a matter of being corporately owned versus individually owned, right?
That's correct. I think it's a major difference. I mean, I've been around this business obviously for a long time. I have a lot of friends in corporate operations, and they can't do what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's mine is a boutique. I'm like the weaker plug-in with healthcare.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, and it looks like that. It feels like
however,
that.
However, we
you'd want to eat there every day, by the way.
I bet you I would.
Yeah, but, our food is like second to none.
We also want to stress that doesn't mean you're the most expensive.
No, not at all.
No, so because no, people not think of boutique and they think of, well, then I'm not going to be able to afford that.
No, ours is just designed boutique in the fact that it's not huge. Mm-hmm. Like operations, they just cookie cutter, they build this big monster building and they think people are going to feel warm and fuzzy in there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work that way. Our great room is stunning. The pub that we have, the dining room is custom made. And it makes you feel good.
Now, let's talk about some of those things that happen in that great room or area. You have entertainment on a regular basis?
We have entertainment every week. We have entertainment. We have activities in there. There's movie nights. There's in this great room, there's a kitchen. It was designed to be for entertainment and for private parties. Families usually reserve the great room. They'll block off for a birthday party.
Well, I was going to say, somebody's having an 85th birthday party, and there
exactly,
you go.
And they want to reserve it for their whole family. They either have us cater it, or they bring in pizza, or the family's, whatever works, whatever anybody wants, we can handle.
So that's flexible there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful fireplace, and beautiful furniture, and artwork.
The major difference between you and the corporate places is your rules are your rules,
yeah,
which are flexible.
Well, I can answer a question right now in 2 seconds, whereas sometimes, and get something solved in two seconds.
Get it done.
Corporate's different.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about, you mentioned that I'd like to eat there every day.
You would.
I probably would.
Yeah, you would.
I have eaten at the Weekapaw Inn, and I've the other night I was at the new Hell's Kitchen at Foxwoods. That was pretty good. So we're talking about good food.
Yeah, my wife and I went to Hell's Kitchen. I thought it was very good. No, we serve anything like breakfast, anything from Eggs Benedict to omelets to homemade baked goods in the morning. Place smells great. Coffee, juice, tea. It's wonderful. Mm. Lunchtime is the main meal of the day at the Elms, where anything from veal piccata to baked stuffed shrimp to prime rib to anything you eat and you'd really go order at a restaurant, you'd have it at the Elms.
Wow. Mm. And I'm going to tease you a little bit. This is because you buy all these frozen dinners and you just, throw them out and serve them, right?
Yeah, right. I think my actual food, food cost, not labor, is roughly $24,000 a month.
Wow.
And I, one thing that I'm very proud of over all these years, I've collected a bunch of friends in town, like Wesley Packing. We do a lot of business with those. I like to keep business local. Pucci Carpet, Ronnie Zanella Plumbing. I mean, they become my friends all these years. Rob from Brookside Electric. I can't tell you how much business we've done with all of those guys and more.
Mm-hmm.
And more.
And food also. I'm sure you're dealing with local distributors and markets in order to get the food that you serve, right?
Yep. We do both big companies, but a lot of small companies. Even Pleasant Acres Nursery, we buy flowers from. I've been buying flowers from them forever. Mm-hmm. Great people.
Well, it's great to hear that you have a Westerly operation that's buying things from other, not just Westerly, but local southeastern Connecticut or southern Rhode Island places that keep the economy moving.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it does. That does add to the hominess of it, too, I would think.
Yep. Well, a lot of the people that we have in the Elms, many of them are from the Westerly area. In assisted living, you're going to get 90% of your clientele within a 10-mile radius. Mm-hmm. Either they lived 10 to 15, I'd say. Either the resident themselves live down the road or within that radius, or their sons and daughters do. Because a lot of times, like my aunt, who is in Delray, and she was 90, and she's like, I'm ready to come to the Elms. She's not going to go in Delray where there's no family.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, auntie, let's go.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, people may want to come here because of your facility and the niceness of it, no matter where they're from.
I've had a couple of interviews lately, though, it was kind of interesting. A couple of women that they used to summer here.
Right.
And now they're in middle of Connecticut, but now they're like maybe they're widowed now, and mm-hmm. they want to come back to where they remember the lighthouse. One woman always went to the lighthouse, and she wants to be able to go there. She still drives. I'm like, it's right there.
Yeah.
So, they have fond memories.
That's a huge part of it, people feeling comfortable with the area that they're in. Even if they've moved to, you know, Missouri, it doesn't make any difference. If they
right.
want to come back, they have those memories and the ability to come back and be with you.
Yeah. And, you know, the other one other point about, you know, about this boutique-y thing is I'm five doors down from the center of town. So the Wilcox Park, the bank, the library, the stores, which, and over these last years, downtown has become wonderful.
Sure. There's all kinds of new activities. Things are being refurbished.
Yep. Yeah, and a lot of thanks to Mr. Chuck Royce about that, who owns the Ocean House. I mean, that gentleman has done wonderful things in the town of Wesley.
Mm-hmm. And you've got, you know, culturally, you got the chorus of Wesley, which one of the best in the country. And less than a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right there with a lot of things going on.
I think we're all very lucky to be around this town, to be honest with you. I personally live in Mystic, and this whole shoreline. I grew up when I was a kid. I grew up in Narragansett during the summers, mm-hmm. right near Point Judith, right near the lighthouse.
There you go.
Grew up surfing right there myself. So we're all very lucky to be in this area.
It's a great spot, and it's a great opportunity. So people that might be listening in various parts of the country that listen to this program, which thankfully we have a large listening audience online, so they may not be listening in that area. They could be listening in California or Michigan or wherever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This might be the spot they want to come.
Hey, that'd be nice. Call me if you get to town.
All right. So go on the website and check out some of the things that are there. And I just want to touch one more time on some of the events and so forth. You mentioned that you have events weekly.
Yeah.
You have happy hours.
We do. Yeah, absolutely. We're all grown-ups. I mean, happy hour is a great time, don't you think, Mike?
Well, yeah. So, I guess most of the people there would be grown-up.
Yeah, we call it
many ideas.
Wine o'clock.
Wine
o'clock is good. Appetizers, you know, wine, beer, whatever, and conversation, fireplaces going, music playing. Tina's in charge of activities, and she brings in entertainment every week,
mm-hmm.
From sing groups that come in to play the music that they like. Sometimes there's dancing. Sometimes there's pet therapy. Anything you could think of. And we have a suggestion box for the residents. So anything they want, we try to cater to.
That's perfect. I know that the business that I'm in, besides radio and singing my entire life, I've had the opportunity to be in some places that I don't get to do that much anymore.
Mm.
But it was a lot of fun when we could do it rather than large concerts. You know, you're doing a large concert, yeah, okay, there's a few thousand people in the audience. That's very ego driven. But when you get up close and personal with in your situation, that's a fun thing to do. So I'm sure you have a lot of groups that come in there that enjoy the opportunity.
Yeah, we also have like a baby grand piano right in our dining room.
Mm-hmm.
So we have people come in and play and sing, and it's just nice. It's very nice.
Well, it sounds like a perfect situation, and I encourage people to go to the website, check it out. And Guy, I just want to make sure there's you mentioned Tina for the activities and so forth, and you mentioned your maintenance department.
Yep.
Anybody else you want to give a little recognition
to?
Well,
I got to tell you, out of the 110, I'm going to forget many people.
Right.
You know, we don't have time on this show, but, you know, Bonnie's in sales, and Roger's in maintenance, and Mike is my chef, and Betty's the kitchen dining room manager, and it goes on and on and on. And Denise has been with me for probably 20 years.
Wow.
In housekeeping. And Tim and Lou are my drivers. They're all over town between the cars and the bus that we bring people on tours with every day. I got a wonderful staff.
Well, thank you for what you're doing for the community. I'm sure people appreciate it very much, and your longevity in keeping this thing going.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
All right. That's the Elms, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. We'll see you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.